Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Apcotex Industries Limited Q4 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Purvangi Jain. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good evening, everyone, and a warm welcome to you all. My name is Purvangi Jain from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Apcotex Industries Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the fourth quarter of the financial year 2024. Before we begin, a quick cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's con call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risk and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's beliefs as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to the management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings conference call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Now, I would like to introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for their opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Abhiraj Choksey, Managing Director, and Mr. Sachin Karwa, Chief Financial Officer. Without any delay, I request Mr. Sachin Karwa to start with his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Purvangi. Good evening, everybody. It is a pleasure to welcome you all to the earnings conference call for the fourth quarter of financial year 2024. I hope you had an opportunity to review the financial statements and earnings presentations which have been circulated and uploaded on the website and the stock exchange. Let me provide you with a brief overview of financial performance for the fourth quarter ended 31st March. The operating income for the quarter was rupees 311 crore, which grew by around 21% year-on-year basis due to increased volumes in spite of challenging market conditions. The EBITDA was reported around rupees 31 crore, a decrease of approximately 8% year-on-year due to lower margins in some product categories due to market dynamics. The EBITDA margin stood at 10.08%. The net profit after tax was at rupees 15 crore, which grew by 38% on quarter-on-quarter basis, and PAT margin stood at 4.90%. On the operational front, we achieved an impressive 34% year-on-year volume growth. On the international front, we celebrated our highest quarterly export volume growth at 71% year-on-year. Now, coming to the financial performance of financial year 2024, revenue stood at rupees 1,125 crore, representing a 4% increase year-on-year. The operating margin was rupees 114 crore, which declined by 28% year-on-year, while the margin stood at 10.13%. The PAT was reported at rupees 54 crore, which declined by 50% year-on-year, partially because of increase in depreciation and interest costs due to commissioning of major expansion projects. For FY24, our company achieved remarkable growth with a 28% year-on-year increase in overall volume and extraordinary 95% year-on-year surge in export volumes. With these figures, while these figures showcase our robust market presence, it's essential to note that our revenue increased by 4% compared to volume increase of 28% due to product mix, fall in raw material prices, and thus lower realization. Capacity expansion from new projects stood at 30 to 45% on full year basis. With this now, I open the floor for the questions and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Aditya Ketan from SMIFS Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, on to the nitrile latex business. So what is the current utilization in Q4 and what we are targeting for full fiscal in FY25 and FY26?
Thank you. So as I mentioned last time, the utilization is definitely lower than what we had envisaged at the beginning of the year. We were hoping to be at this time at 100%, you know, for at least the last 1 or 2 months at 100% utilization, but the best we have done so far is about 50% utilization in 1 month. Overall, for the quarter, I think we would, for the year average I have, for the average, for the year is at about 30% capacity utilization. For the quarter, it would probably be about 40-45%.
And sir, what we are targeting for the next year, FY25?
Yes, so we're, you know, the whole issue there is, of course, we can scale up immediately, but the issue is about margins. So right now, the focus is just increasing the breadth of customers, making sure we're approved everywhere and doing business where contribution margins are at least positive. We're also looking at different ways to reduce costs, given that the market hasn't turned as much as we hoped that it would or expected it to, the glove industry. I think in the last couple of months there are some signs of some turn, but there is still a lot of overcapacity in the market and inventory still of gloves that is still being depleted. From the recent reports that I've read, you know, that seems to be coming to an end, the post-COVID inventory. So we expect this year, you know, if the contribution margins support us, then we will look at increasing margin, increasing capacity utilization, of course, immediately to 100% if we can, which we should be able to, given that we've got you know, several approvals from new customers as well.
Okay, sir. Suppose onto the nitrile latex business. So, sir, for coming into this new fiscal year, so we are still witnessing so lower margins only, and all this this weakness is this. So persist for this full year, how we are expecting to increase our like value addition, because we had mentioned that we would be looking to increase our value added product segment, but our nitrile latex, if that business will continue to struggle, you think this fiscal FY24, what margins we have made of 10%, we could be clocking a similar margins for the next year also?
Hey, look, we have a couple of options. One option is to convert these you know, at least part of the assets that we have made for nitrile latex. So on the flip side, I'll tell you, for our Taloja expansion, that has gone exceedingly well. And there the capacity utilization, you know, at the maximum level for 1 month, even got to 65%. On average for the year, it's been about 45%. So, you know, here it's been, I think, exceeded our expectations. And we expect that in the next, you know, 1 to 2 years, this will be fully utilized. So we one option is to use the nitrile latex plant if, for example, the industry doesn't turn soon, to use part of the assets to make you know, styrene butadiene latex, styrene acrylic latexes, and so on, other latexes in our Valia XNB latex plant. So that is an option that we are considering.
Okay, so so this plan is finalized, or like we would be looking if situation doesn't turn good or?
It's not finalized. We still think this is nitrile latex is a good business to be in the long run. In terms of the market cycle now, it's been almost a year and a half to two where it's been really down, a year and a half or so. So, you know, if the cycle turns and margins improve, then it's certainly something that, you know, we will focus on and ensure that we get to 100% capacity utilization very quickly and hopefully good margins, in which case, to answer your question, of course, one of the reasons for the lower EBITDA margins has been the nitrile latex business, which has been a drag. But honestly, EBITDA margins, you know, I mean, it's positive on the contribution margin front, but EBITDA margin is, you know, just about break even, if that. So, so that's, of course, been a drag.
Okay. Sir, you have any idea, like, how is the imports which is happening into NBR and into the synthetic latexes? Have we seen any sort of an increase in import intensity from our competitors, like which is also impacting the realizations of our company also, like, so in order to maintain our market share, so we also have to cut down our realization. Have we done some of that offer?
Yeah, for NBR, we have seen significant imports. We have, you know, through some debottlenecking, we've increased our, of course, capacity a little bit also. But, and so we are running at full capacity for NBR. But, yeah, certainly margins have been a challenge this year compared to last year. In FY22-23, especially the first, you know, 6 months, we also had the advantage of the higher sea freight, which was causing imports to be even higher, which, of course, in the last year and a half has not been there. NBR has been a more challenging year than the previous 2 years, you know, for sure, in terms of margin.
And in synthetic latexes?
No, that's fairly stable by and large. No major ups and downs. In fact, those have gone quite well. There's been significant growth as well, you know, as Sachin reported for the quarter, we have had 34% volume growth. This has been on the back of the nitrile latex as well as the synthetic latexes, which is SB latex and styrene acrylic latex. So we've been focusing on growing volume this year. Given the market cycles for most chemical companies has been difficult. So, you know, we think focusing on volumes, getting more approvals, exports is now 30% of our overall sales. So really focusing on volumes, and when the market turns, hopefully we'll see you know, EBITDA margins return back to sort of mid-teen levels as we expect.
Got it, sir. Thank you, sir. That's it for me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Harshal Parekh from Aquitas Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my question is again on nitrile latex. So realizations continue to be below pre-COVID levels. And Kumho, which is a major player in nitrile latex, is also coming up with a major capex by second quarter of this year. So how do you see realizations panning out in this segment? And especially given Kumho has already mentioned about their aggressiveness to regain the market share.
Well, a couple of things. One is that the margins currently are not at pre-COVID levels. They are the lowest that they've ever been, you know, in history, I think, or as far as back as we have been tracking it for the last 6-7 years, as far as nitrile latex is concerned. And look, I mean, I don't specifically want to address one particular player in this industry, but there are a few players in the industry, and a few players have announced expansion projects, but they are not sort of, and most of them are on pause. So we'll see as and when that happens, you know. I think the market is big enough for all of us. It's just a question of capacity utilization and margins.
Sir, earlier I meant realizations and not the margins, so sorry for that. And sir, again, given the realizations currently stay where they are, so from a 2 or 3 year perspective, what would be the ROC which we can expect from our nitrile latex plant?
Look, yeah, I mean, as I said, we don't sort of give any data for the future. But certainly the ROC would be lower than what we had earlier anticipated when we initially started off doing the project, given that the first year our margins have not been there, you know, or we have not generated much ROC. So certainly overall ROC will be affected, but there is, we have a plan B in place that, look, if this doesn't turn soon, we will need some more capacity by the end of the year or this financial year for styrene butadiene and styrene acrylic latex, so we would utilize some of these assets to manufacture styrene butadiene and styrene acrylic in the XNB plant or the nitrile latex plant.
Okay, sir. Understood, sir. And sir, on the NBR part, we were earlier thinking of requesting government for an anti-dumping duty. So, do we have any conclusion on that part?
Look, I think we had already, as I told you, the DGTR, which is under the Ministry of Commerce, had already recommended an anti-dumping duty, which was rejected by the Ministry of Finance. Now, we, along with several other companies that are in the same boat, have filed cases in several courts, and those cases are ongoing. So since it's sub judice, I would sort of, you know, not want to comment much on that. As of now, we are carrying on with our plans And we may think of reapplying for anti-dumping. I'm not sure. We'll see at the right time. But as of now, we're carrying on with our plans and managing our business without taking that into consideration.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Farooq Pandole from Avesta Fund Management LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Aviraj. Am I audible?
Yes. Hello, Farooq.
Hi. The first question was that, what would be the time and the cost involved in this repurposing of the XNB capacity, and sort of what proportion would we be looking at doing at least initially? And the second question is that the nitrile latex, what sort of margins are we currently running at a company level? And what is the net debt that we have at this point?
Okay. So time and cost, Farooq, we're working out. Initial estimates right now are, so first of all, we don't need the capacity immediately. We have, capacity for our other latexes for the next year at least, year and a half. So we have enough time. So it will definitely, whatever, if you take a decision within the next 3-4 months, and it shouldn't take more than 6 to 8 months, because most of the assets are already bought. We would need to buy certain, equipment and tanks and so on to be able to make other latexes besides nitrile latex in Valia. That would take about 6 to 8 months is our initial assessment. And the cost would not be significant, maybe a couple of million dollars. $2 to $3 million is what we have initial assessment is.
Okay.
As far as net debt and margins without, is that what you asked? Margins, EBITDA margins,
yes.
Without the nitrile latex?
Yes.
Sachin, do you have those numbers? Immediately I can tell you the net debt, the long-term debt as on March 31st is about 125 crores, right, Sachin?
Right. Net. So the term loan is around 125 crores. So on a net debt, if you want to know, it's going to be around, minus in the investments, we will be around, including the short-term borrowing, around 70 crore odd. So it will be around 0.1-0.2% of the net worth at such.
So what he's saying is working capital plus long-term debt minus our investment at market value is about 70 crores net debt.
Okay. Sure. And the market.
In terms of you just looking at long-term debt minus investments, it's hardly some 14 crores.
14 crore, yeah.
Got it.
And the margin without nitrile latex, can we get back to you? I don't think you have it, but certainly at least, couple of percentage points higher because 2-3% higher.
Okay. And
I'm venturing a guess, but we'll get back to you on the exact number.
Great, if you could. And just another question, if I may. On the receivables front, there's been a sharp increase in receivables, more than commensurate with what the increase in revenue was. And I just wanted to know what that was on account of, and is it something we need to be concerned about?
No, not at all. Nothing to be concerned about. If you see, our receivables are at around 200 crores, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that's right.
And, we're at a run rate per month of over 100 crores now in the last couple of months, 100 crores a month revenue. So it's about 60 days credit, that we typically give in the market. And the reason why there's a sharp increase is you would also have, or as Sachin mentioned, that a large chunk of these export sales have come from, the growth in sales has come from export sales. And with export sales, typically the 60 days term starts from the date it's shipped. So it's another 10-15 days. So actually we receive the money after 70-75 days. And in a couple of cases, we've had to give 90 days credit as well. So it's just a custom mix kind of issue. And the last couple of months, the revenue has been over 100 crores. So that's the reason.
Okay, got it.
But certainly nothing to be concerned about. No significant issue.
Excellent. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Farooq.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Amar Moria from Lucky Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, Abhiraj. Thanks a lot for the opportunity.
Sure. Hi, Amar.
Yeah. So, Abhiraj, just wanted to understand what would be our volume growth, let's say, for this quarter, and what was our full-year volume growth on an overall business basis?
34% for the quarter and 28% for the year.
Okay. Okay, so volume growth was not a challenge. And this large volume growth is largely because of the capacity expansion which we did?
Yeah, because the previous 2 years, if you recall, since you've been, I know you've been following the company for a while, we had not significant volume growth because we were at almost 100% capacity utilization for FY23 and FY22. So the additional capacity has certainly allowed for this volume growth. And, you know, we had... of course, it takes time because in any new plant, we have to again go through some amount of approval cycles and so on. So now, we feel very good qualitatively where we are in the business. The nitrile latex business definitely has been a challenge, but qualitatively, we feel good. And when the market turns, we are quite confident of getting to 100% capacity utilization very quickly across the board.
And what would be our utilization currently?
You mean average for the year or
average for the year and average for the quarter?
So as I mentioned, average for the year, again, it depends. For the new plant in Taloja, we were at, I just mentioned those numbers, I had them somewhere. Yeah. New plant at Taloja, we were average for the year is almost 45%. And for the quarter, we would be close to 60%. And for Valia, the nitrile latex plant, the average would be 30%, and for the quarter, probably around 45%.
Okay.
40-45%, yeah.
And now, given the realization which is at the rock bottom, and do we see that demand slightly recovering? Do we see that now this kind of volume growth at least looks sustainable, high double-digit volume growth sustainable for next year?
Yeah, look, for us, demand is not the issue. I mean, the market is there, the issue is, for nitrile latex, the issue is margins.
Correct.
And for all the other products, I think the demand is pretty good. I mean, at least from where we are looking at. And that's how we've been able to achieve a 34% volume growth in Q4 compared to Q4 of last year.
Correct.
So we're not too concerned about the demand. I think India is doing well. The industries that we are catering to are all doing reasonably well. 70% of our business is still India. So India has been actually a good market for us. And exports are doing well. We've been able to break through to many the customers that we've been working with, take a step jump this year. After 2-3 years of, really trying with smaller volumes, we also had our own capacity constraints. So we feel qualitatively very good about the business.
Okay. Let's say whatever is latex, that Valia business, let's say we continue to operate at whatever utilization we are operating because of the, realization and the competition from China. Despite that also, do we expect that volume growth for next year would be high double digit because other business is broadly doing well for us?
High double digit meaning, I don't know what you mean by high double digit.
About 20% kind of volume growth for next year.
I don't want to predict anything, but look, if obviously the big question mark is nitrile latex. If you are able to, if that turns quickly, then that could be possible. But given that we have grown 100% in the nitrile latex business between last year and this year because of the extra volume, but it's been that, very low margins, I'm not sure if this 30-35% growth we can do without nitrile latex growth, The rest of the business will grow at a good, mid-teen growth rate, but... the high double digit, as you're calling it, will be dependent on nitrile latex growth.
Okay. And this kind of margin, even if whatever is the pressure on the latex, nitrile latex, this kind of margin looks sustainable or there is a question on the 10%, 11% margin on EBITDA level which we are making?
Look, if you were to ask me on an annual basis, this is really the lowest we have seen in 4 or 5 years, 10, 11.
Correct. correct?
4 years, I think, after 4 years. So we think it is quite sustainable. I mean, we obviously our endeavor is to only improve on it. Yeah, that's what I would say.
Sure, sure. Perfect, sir. Thanks a lot. Best of luck for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ankit Kanodia from Smart Sync Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question and congratulations on good numbers in terms of volumes and exports. So my first question is related to, sir, in Q3 we mentioned that the highest quarterly export growth was led by nitrile latex, carpet and construction. Are these the only, because this time we have not specified which has been the main contributors of this growth. Are these three the main contributors this quarter as well in Q4?
These three have been the main contributors, which is not to say the other businesses have not grown or the other industries have not grown. But this is what is called, these three are definitely the higher ones. The other one that's been good as well has been the tire cord business. You know, we've been able to get a lot of export approvals for the tire cord business. So we have grown that business and we've done some debottlenecking as well and we continue to do in the next 6 months as well, which will, you know, it's not much, but it will grow like a Taloja plant capacity by another 4-5%. We plan to do that in the next 3 to 4 months, complete that project. And that will be more for the tire cord business.
Got it. Sir, so in Q3, we clearly mentioned that we were not making profits on nitrile latex. Is it the case in this quarter as well? We have not made profits?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So, and as we have mentioned in the call as well, where that nitrile latex has been the highest growth in terms of volumes, right? So, hypothetically speaking, if you get another 30-35% growth opportunity in nitrile latex, considering the price remains the same, the margins remain the same, would we be still going for it or will protect the margin?
I think we would want a little higher margin to go for more growth. We will be doing a little bit more because we have certain customer commitments that we have made, so we have to grow with them. But we will grow because of those commitments. But the margins, yeah, remain a challenge. Now, we're seeing very early signs of a turn, but I don't know if it's permanent again. We saw, you know, 1 or 2 months of good margins and again, some challenges. Difficult to say right now.
So now April has already gone and we are into May. So have you got any signal there, any green shoot in terms of margin?
It's better if we talk about what happened till March 31st.
Okay. Thank you. I will come back in the queue. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Next question is from the line of Aditya from Security Investment Management Co. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is on nitrile latex. So what I understand is that two issues are affecting the nitrile latex. One is excess destocking by the glove manufacturers and second is higher capacity by latex players. So has the first issue, the destocking by glove manufacturers, receded or that is also still going on?
I think the destocking is still going on from the last reports I read. There, I mean, it's almost done is what they say, but it's still going on. The other issue is, of course, China has, you know, sort of played a significant role in the last year or so where by putting up capacities for glove manufacturing and latex, backward integrating into latex as well. So that's been a challenge for the rest of Asia. So that's been a second challenge. The destocking and the excess capacity, to both.
Got it. And sir,
probably coming to an end soon if it's not already.
Got it. And sir, in terms of nitrile latex capacities, so what would be the supply-demand gap between for the nitrile latex capacities? Means how much is the capacity in excess of the demand for the nitrile latex?
Obviously, look, any industry, or at least in this industry, you know, between 80 to 90% is where then we think, you know, the balance of margins versus volumes is good. Clearly, it's still below that. It's hard to exactly predict quarter on quarter because we don't get the data every quarter from every, you know, from all countries. But we think it's still below or around 70% or 75%. But the good thing is that the capacities have, of course, stopped this year, barring the people that are already in, like us, who had already invested a significant amount. We had to come in with our capacities, and the growth in the industry is still in double digits. So at some point, you know, the growth, the demand growth will reach healthy capacity utilization levels.
Understood, sir. In terms of our NPR segment, so currently the margins are lower than financial year 22 and 23, but
yes,
those years we had exceptional margins because of the trade restrictions. But are the margins now back to pre-COVID levels, or they are lower than the pre-COVID levels as well?
Well, it's not fair to compare pre-COVID levels, because even pre-COVID levels, NBR margins were up and down. So I would say the NBR margins are in this year, if I, the average of year, there were a few good months and a few not so good months. On average, I would say NBR margins were a little lower than what we think they should have been for a healthy, what's the word, for healthy business, sustainable business. And there are many reports that say the same, you know, about the NBR business in the last year. And one of the main reasons for that has been that China is very slow. So China, being the largest consumer of NBR in the world, if their demand is slow, then what tends to happen is all the suppliers, whether it's in China, Korea, Japan, you know, India is one of the second, I think, probably the second largest market in Asia. So obviously it finds its way into India.
Understood, sir. Got it. And so my last question is, what was the revenue contribution from our nitrile latex segment?
Revenue contribution from our nitrile latex segment, probably around 10-12, between 10 and 15-10%. I'd say lower digits, 10-12%. Sachin, do you have the exact data?
Yeah, it's sub 10.
Oh, it's sub 10, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so less than 10% again.
Around 100 to 110 crores for this year.
I think I don't have the exact data with me, but I mean, you can do the calculations. Yeah, sub 10% is what you're saying.
Okay, sir. Thank you. I'll join back in the queue.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mohit from SOIC Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. What is the capacity utilization in the NBR business?
In NBR, we are almost at, I mean, 100%, almost 100%, 95-98%, yeah.
And when do you think we take a call on further capacity expansion?
Yeah, look, everything is ready. We finished the detailed engineering for this project. But for any major future capacity expansions, our board is taking a call, management and board, of course, that let's stabilize our current operations and cash flow, and let's see how the first 3-4 months of this year go, and then take a call on further major CapEx decisions.
And sir, apart from our current product portfolio, are we looking for any other product in the category?
Yeah, as I said, look, in the current portfolio, we are always adding more products, and that's how the growth has come as well. It is by adding new products and new customers. But it's been within styrene butadiene, styrene acrylics, even nitrile latex. We've added another new grade for a different type of glove. All this helps in, you know, sort of growth. In addition to that, if there is any significant, you know, other completely new business area, business line or business chemistry that we're looking to get into, we'll announce at the right time.
Right, sir. And so just one last from my side. When it comes to nitrile latex division, when do you expect to take a call that we might manufacture some other products? Will it be like 3-4 quarters downline or 5-6 quarters downline? Because it just seems that the market is very oversupplied and there's a lack of demand at the moment.
I think it would be 1-2 quarters max, yeah.
Thank you so much, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Karan Bhatelia from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, Karan. Go ahead.
Steel, butadiene, raw material prices were pretty much on the downside for the entire year. So can you give us some flavor as to adjusting for the inventory losses? You know, we could be 2-3% higher on margins. Or my calculation could be a little wrong.
Your voice is echoing a little. I can hear you clearly, but I'm not sure if I understood the question. Were you asking if raw material prices, about something about raw material prices?
Yeah. So with respect to inventory losses for the current year, so if I adjust a 10% kind of margins, will be at 2-3% more than what we delivered?
No, I think for the year on average, there was no major, for quarter on quarter, there has been some inventory gain and losses. But nothing significant for the year as far as I know that would, I mean, affect margins by a huge amount. Maybe 0.5% here or there, but I don't think that much. Because don't forget, in fact, 21, 22 and 22, 23, we had, you know, very large stock gains because raw material prices were going up during those years on an average. This year, they have gone up. They've also gone down in a few quarters. So we have had some stock losses also. So you can't look at, you know, April 1st prices between 23 and 24 and then decide, because in between what happens also is important. However, Achim, do you have an idea of the annual approximate stock gain or loss in terms of percentage, how much it would have affected?
It would be point two to point five, not more.
Yeah, so it's not significant, exactly
right.
What I...
Yeah, right. And some color on the revenue mix in terms of synthetic latex and liquid latex.
Sachin?
Compared to a YOY number.
Synthetic? For the year?
Latex? Yeah, for the year.
For the year.
So synthetic latex, we are 66% and rubber is 34%.
A large chunk of the growth has come from the latex business this year, given that both are expansion, major expansion projects for latex. I think at some point, a year or two ago, we were closer to 50-50 or 55-45. And obviously, that has changed now. Two-thirds is latex and one-third is rubber.
Right. And we are yet to freeze the NBR capex, right? So in a quarter or so, we'll be able to give some concrete update over there?
Yeah, 1 to 2 quarters, I think, yeah.
Yeah. So apart from that, maintenance capex will be not more than 50 crores.
Say that again?
And then apart from that major capex, maintenance capex would not be more than 40-50 crores.
40-50? No, much less.
Okay.
Maintenance capex, I mean, look, there are other capexes happening also, which are, the way we look at capexes is three types of capexes. One is cost saving, the other is, you know, expansion, and the third is maintenance. So if it's a cost-saving capex, then, you know, it generally has a very good payback. You know, typically 2 to 3 years is what we look at maximum. If it is an expansion project, it's generally a big expansion project which we announce. Sometimes there's small debottlenecking projects or expansion projects which we don't announce. It's part of our overall capex cycle. But the maintenance capex is not more than, would not be more than 20 crores or so for both plants.
So I was referring more from all three categories. Hi, okay. Some capacity expansion plus some cost saving and other maintenance expense.
Yeah, so that we expect, like last year our entire capex was 35 crores, capex outflow, but that also included some sort of, you know, expansion, this expansion project, some of them we completed in April, May also, you know, some capex continued into April and May. So I would say from those projects, so this year also we expect overall 30-35 crores.
Right. Okay, that clears my doubt. Thank you so much. That is from mine.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Om Prakash Dhoot, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Namaskar Abhiraj ji. Kya meri awaaz sunai de rahi hai aapko?
Haan ji, Om Prakash ji, boliye.
सबसे पहले तो एज ए इन्वेस्टर मेरे को 3.5 रुपए जो डिविडेंड दिया उसके लिए बहुत बहुत बधाई.
थैंक यू.
कंपनी लगता है धीरे धीरे प्रोग्रेस की तरफ बढ़ रही है. नाइट्राइल लेटेक्स का भी लगता है धीरे धीरे अच्छा बिजनेस हो जाएगा. और मेरा ये क्वेश्चन है अभी कि अभी जो अपना इंटरेस्ट का रीपेमेंट पेमेंट जो हो रहा है, वो लगभग 15 करोड़ का हुआ है, लास्ट ईयर 5 करोड़ था, तो ये कब तक हम चुका पाएंगे?
देखिए, जो कैश फ्लो आ रहा है उससे तो ये इंटरेस्ट हम रीपे और लोन रीपे करेंगे, तो धीरे धीरे इंटरेस्ट भी कम होना चाहिए, बट जीरो तो कभी होगा नहीं, कोई भी कंपनी में जीरो तो रेयरली होता है, कुछ ना कुछ कैपेक्स या यू नो एक्विजिशन के लिए फंड्स की तो जरूरत होती है, तो द राइट नंबर जो आप देखे, आई रिक्वेस्ट यू एबिटा नंबर देखिए, दैट इज अ बेटर इंडिकेशन ऑफ द कंपनीज परफॉर्मेंस।
ठीक है सर, बहुत अच्छे से फंड्स मैनेज कर रहे हो, इसके लिए बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद सर।
थैंक यू फॉर योर विशेस।
थैंक यू। नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ आदित्य केतन फ्रॉम SMIFS इंस्टीट्यूशनल इक्विटीज, प्लीज गो अहेड।
For the follow-up, sir, you had mentioned to an earlier participant that this 35 crore capex in this fiscal FY24, you had some expansion also which were going on. So which expansion was this in?
No. What I meant was FY23, we finished the majority of our both the new expansion projects, right? The nitrile latex in Valia and for a synthetic latex in Taloja. And most of the projects were capitalized and the plant was commissioned. But there were still some equipments like, you know, finished goods storage tanks and a few other things that actually were installed in April, May and June. So they didn't have an impact on the production, but we needed them. So the same capex about, I don't know exactly, Sachin, do you recall, but I think about 10-12 crores would have been spent from that, those expansion projects that came into Q1 of this year, this yeah. Financial.
Right. 12 to 15 crores,
yeah.
Okay. And sir, into the nitrile latex also, you had mentioned that you have launched some new grade. So sir, so can you elaborate more? So it is a simple grade as compared to our current grade which we are making, or it is some new grade which has some higher value addition or improved, you can say some mix is there into this.
Yeah, look, there's different types of gloves. One is, you know, I mean, we'll get into those technical details if you want, but just very simply, there are different types of gloves like, you know, examination gloves, surgical gloves, industrial gloves. Industrial gloves also used for different applications. So depending on the application, there are, you know, different tweaks required to our latexes. Obviously, the large volume is examination gloves. It's what, you know, mostly doctors or dentists and all wear. That's the largest segment and that's where most of the volume comes from. So when I say new grades, it's for other types of gloves, which obviously are higher value addition, fewer companies making those kinds of gloves. Because one of the advantages of not having a very large capacity is that we can cater to these kinds of specialty niche applications, which are certainly higher price gloves and higher value, you know.
Okay, good. Sir, at current, so depressed prices of nitrile latex, what sort of peak revenue we can make at peak utilization levels of nitrile latex?
I mean, 50,000 ton is our current plant capacity. So I think we can look at 7, 8, 9, 8, 9, about 300 crores, 350 crores.
300-350 crore. And sir, the remaining so 35,000 tons expansion that was BR latex and all, how much that can contribute to top line?
That'd be another 250 crores, 250 crores, closer to 250. But you know, as I said, nitrile latex, I've taken last year's prices, which has really been the lowest ever, so the last year and a half. So we expect that will also increase, you know.
Top line guidance, which we had given earlier.
Yeah.
Okay, and sir, just in terms of per kilo, I know, sir, so we don't mention this, but earlier, so when we compare the nitrile latex business as compared to our other so traditional businesses like the styrene butadiene latex, ABS latex. So in terms of per kilo, is it like is it a superior or is it lower in terms of per kilo margins if you look at?
Traditionally, it was always higher during COVID and pre-COVID. During COVID, of course, it was very high. But pre-COVID also, it was always, 10 to 20% higher. In the current context, it's lower. That's the problem, or about the same or little lower. So that's the issue.
Okay. So, sir, this lower also, so by, if the overall business at EBITDA level, if it is at 15 rupees per kilo, how much would this, the nitrile latex would be commanding per kilo margins?
We don't give those kinds of numbers on per kilo margins.
Okay. And sir, this 600 crore of top line, so what sort of margins like we are expecting on this?
When we started the project, obviously our intention was about 15% EBITDA margins at least.
Okay.
That was the plan based on which we invested this, 200 crores or close to 200 crores.
Now has that plan changed? Because now we are, we'll not be making that sort of margins. Any sort of a change in that? So what margins are you all targeting internally?
We have certain internal targets, but as I said, the market has to allow, for those kinds of margins, no matter what we target, that's a different issue. So as I said, what we can do is take actions and steps based on what's in our control. And what's in our control is once we are done with the synthetic latex capacity in Taloja, then, one thing we could do is repurpose our nitrile latex capacity to make other synthetic latexes in that capacity, at least partially.
And then suppose if we go towards that...
Ketan, sorry to interrupt. Could you please return to question queue for follow-up question? As there are several participants waiting for the turn.
Okay.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Prathamesh Sawant from Axis Security Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. So just wanted to understand, sir. So when we say that we are seeing demand, but at the same time, there is no strong realizations, so aren't two statements contradictory by themselves? Because if there was strong demand, we could have seen, a better realization. So what exactly is happening? Because are the prices been dictated by the international players?
Yeah, so for nitrile latex, for example, the demand, I'm not saying the demand is strong. In fact, as an industry, it's, obviously down. But since we are starting from, or we started from a very low base, it's easy to increase volumes by giving, by proving that your product is as good or in some cases better, but you still have to give the price that is available, that is there in the market, right? Then we can't charge 20%, 10% higher than what the price is in the market. So we're not able to get that kind of premium on it. So when I say demand is there, I mean the market is there for nitrile latex specifically. As far as the other products are concerned, we are growing with the market and better, and that's how we've been able to get 34% growth Q4 over Q4 of last year. The combination of both these.
Okay, got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants, please limit your question to only two questions per participant. Next question is from the line of Priyank Chheda from Vallum Capital. Please go ahead.
Just a clarification, sir. Synthetic latex, Taloja facility, you said the utilization was 45% or 65% for the full year?
So I said it's about 45% for the full year.
Okay.
Average, but obviously we've grown, right? The first month was much lower, second month went up and so on. So I think at the peak, we were at 65% or so in the last, 1 month in the last quarter.
Correct. And last year, we were at 65,000 tons as a capacity. So what would have been the utilization at last year on that capacity, synthetic latex?
The old capacity is at 100%.
100%. Okay.
Yeah. The old capacity is at 100%, and we added another 35,000 tons. So about 100,000 tons. So that when I talk about capacity utilization, it's the new 35,000 tons.
Right. And just again clarifying, the styrene rubber plant in Taloja as well as nitrile rubber plant in Valia, we are running at full capacity.
Yes.
Thank you.
The old plant of synthetic latex in... Sorry, what was the question in Taloja? Your voice was not very clear.
Taloja high styrene rubber plant, as well as we are running...
High styrene rubber plant is not running at full capacity. Nitrile rubber plant in Bali is running at almost full capacity. The high styrene rubber plant, as we mentioned before, it's our capacity is quite high, but we have been running at 50-60% because the market is not there. It's kind of flat for the last 3-4 years, and we are the only player in India. So we are running at the maximum level that the demand is there for the market.
And just the last question from my side. So nitrile latex, we understand the glove industry has been into overcapacity supply. So a correction at that level, at the industry level on the glove side, will lead to higher utilization for nitrile latex. While for synthetic latex, which is a combination of multiple products, what can lead to higher utilizations over there?
Well, same thing, right? Because I think if you see what happened in COVID was that there are a lot of people who put up gloves facilities very quickly because those are easier to put up glove lines than latex plants. But at the same time, a few players in China, back in 2021 started building latex plants as well. And most of them were, or some of them were the glove manufacturers so that they could secure their raw materials. And they were able to do it very quickly. So they built very large plants. I think most of it is to do with China. And of course, the rest of the current players in the market that are out of Korea, Japan, and Malaysia, they also, announced many capacity expansions. A lot of them have been put on hold now, but they also expanded capacity to some extent. So overall, capacity did expand for the glove industry, for glove making, as well as for nitrile latex.
And what would be the gap versus the supply versus the demand, the gap which we should think which would get adjusted over the period, the supply versus demand in terms of tons, if you have any sort of sense of that?
I don't have exact tonnage data, but I can tell you in terms of percentage, as I mentioned to the previous caller, that typically healthy margins are achievable when capacities are at between 80-85-90%, between 80-90%. Clearly, even in the current context, both gloves and latex, the capacity utilization is below that. Exact numbers are very hard for anyone to kind of get absolutely recent data, but you can judge from the pricing and the margins that we have not reached a healthy, sustainable capacity utilization level yet.
And this would be the case for even the Chinese players who would have added the capacities. Even they would be running at lower utilizations.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Thank you.
They're running at high utilization. See, it's not very, it's easy to run at high utilization. If I give a price or if we give a very low price to somebody, we can utilize our entire capacity. So maybe they're running at high, some of them are backward integrated also. So maybe they're running at full capacity utilization. But the point is that the pricing does not allow any of us to make good margins yet, healthy margins.
Got it. Very clear. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ankit Kanodia from Smart Sync Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, you have not mentioned anything about APCO build in the last few con calls. So what is the progress on that front? How is APCO build doing? Because since last 5-6 years, we have been saying that we are getting good growth. But from a total revenue perspective, I still think it is not adding too much, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's still a small portion of our overall revenue, of course, so that therefore we don't focus too much on it. But we've been growing it surely and slowly. And this year also, I think we've had reasonably good growth. Sachin, would you have percentage growth in terms of revenue for APCO build or for our B2C business? About 18%, was it?
Just, it is around 18-20%, yeah.
18-20%.
What would be its total contribution to the revenue? Roughly.
Sorry, what's the question?
Roughly total contribution to revenue, APCO Build's contribution to revenue, total revenue.
Very little, if we don't report it, so you can imagine it's in single digits, right? So.
Yeah, it's in single digits yet.
Slow.
And any new geography, because we were majorly into the western part of the country with respect to APCO build. Have we added any?
We're adding We're going deeper into those same states. We've added one or two. So we're in MP, Gujarat, of course, Maharashtra, Rajasthan a little bit now, and one or two southern states as well, Karnataka. But we are going deeper into, for example, you know, we were weak in East Maharashtra, so we're, you know, focusing on Nagpur in that area. Similarly, in Gujarat, we, you know, we have added people in two or three different cities. So going deeper into these states because the opportunity is still there. And we're still learning as, you know, growing organically, but, you know, profitably.
So, and what is your view on the overall market of this product, I mean, and in terms of competitive intensity?
It's a very intense market in terms of competition because there are a lot of players, but also construction chemicals is a little misunderstood in the sense that there are so many different, there are of course large companies that are, you know, pretty much have everything, they do everything for everyone. And you know some of the large brands, but there are many niche companies, and we are also, you know, we are focusing to be a niche company where we are utilizing our expertise into polymers and really focusing on products that we understand and working on waterproofing, repair work, and tiling work where we really are good at the chemistry. In many cases, we're backward integrated, and in other cases, we do outsource some amount, but again, we control the technology there. So, so we're focusing on our, you know, our game and not really looking around because we think we have, you know, enough value addition and enough, knowledge about polymers. So we are utilizing that to grow in the B2C space in construction chemicals.
Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, please limit a question to only two questions per participant. Next question is from the line of Bijal Shah from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So a couple of questions. First one, when I look at on a quarter-on-quarter basis, your gross margins are down by almost 400 bps. So this gross margin pressure is a function of you seeing some pricing pressure in any particular segment, or this is just a function of mix where, you know, nitrile latex, the margins are lower, that contribution has increased, or some other segment contribution has increased?
No, so nitrile latex certainly has put significant pressure on the overall company's margins. In addition to that, as I said, in last year, there were still, the NBR margins were still higher because of higher freight rates and so on. So the NBR margins have been lower as well. China, as I said, has been also not doing well. So a lot of NBR gets dumped into India when that happens. So NBR and nitrile latex is the main reason. The other is, in general, post-COVID, we had a couple of good years, right? So margins have been a little bit under pressure, but partly us as well. I wouldn't lie. You know, we had to achieve, we had this additional capacity utilization and we went for growth. So we want, and therefore we pushed for 28% growth this year, which is fairly commendable, and we exceeded our expectations on all fronts except nitrile latex, I would say, in terms of volumes. So we're very, very happy with where we are. We've also done it in a healthy way where we are, you know, almost net debt free. Or net long-term debt-free anyway. And quarter-on-quarter margins, you know, go up and down. They may even go lower, they may go higher. But I think for the year, we expect margins, you know, this has been a challenging year. And I think when the market turns, when we also reach good capacity utilization levels, I think things will only look better. This is our overall outlook, at least.
Sure. Just a follow-up. On the paper segment, again, there was some pressure on margins there because both you and the competitor had expanded capacities. So how are you seeing the situation there?
Again, yes. Compared to last year, there has been. We have both expanded capacity and there has been some pressure on margins. But as I said, you know, that these kinds of cycles happen. In our kind of business, you know, we can't linearly expand capacities. So capacity is a step jump. So when that does happen for a year or two, margins do fall. And then once good capacity utilization levels are reached, then again, margins are healthy for a few years till, you know, the cycle starts again. So
The good thing is largely there are two players in this market, so those kinds of cycles, you know, will happen. And yes, there is, to answer your question directly, yes, there has been a, the margins in paper as well have been lower than previous years.
And do you see it stabilizing in FY25 or we will need to give it one more year?
Hard to say. I think so. I think FY25 should be a little better for paper. That's my view, but difficult to predict.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question of the day. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sachin Kabra for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for joining Q4 conference call. We have finished the year with good volume growth and impressive export growth in spite of challenging market conditions. In FY25, we will be focusing on increasing the volume, capacity, utilization, and improving margins. We look forward to seeing you all in Q1 of FY25. Till then, take care and bye.
Thank you. On behalf of Apcotec Industry Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.